Cam Mark Edge with Monsanto, and my position is I'm the Drought Guard marketing lead.
Let's talk about Drought Guard first in terms of how widespread the planting has been this year.
So this year we had about 250 growers that were planting it in their fields from South Dakota down through Texas. So it was the states of South Dakota, Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska, of course, Oklahoma, and Texas.
What are these trials telling us about Drought Guard, especially in this drought year?
Well, it's been very indicative this year with this widespread drought that, you know, it's very important about how the plant uses the available water that's there. And that's what farmers have been feeding back to us and what we've observed in the field is that the Drought Guard hybrids are just using the water that much more efficiently, hanging on a little bit longer. They can use less water, get more kernels per ear, and help mitigate the loss of or the risk of drought.
You say it's a system. Explain that a little further.
Well, it's really important to recognize that all of the things that you do as a farmer impact the way that water is used in the plant. And so when you start out, you've got to manage the agronomic practices correctly. You've got to have the right tillage practices, the right planting rate, the right weed control. All of those things affect the amount of water that your crop is going to use. Also, the hybrid that you choose makes a big difference in its basic native tolerance that it has. So you put all of that together, then you add on the powerful tool of biotechnology onto that that can help the plant use less water when it's under stress.
There are pending approvals about international exports.
Sure. Well, Drought Guard hybrids, first of all, are fully approved in the United States. And they've actually received most of the international regulatory approvals that we need. However, there's still one or two countries that it's pending. We expect to receive those approvals in 2013 and well before harvest. But since you can't ever guarantee what is going to happen in international regulatory approvals, we have to focus in 2013 as we introduce this that it's going to be under stewardship, which means that we'll be asking growers to sign a stewardship agreement that they understand that if we don't get the international approvals before harvest, that we need to make sure that we keep the grain domestically.
Tell me about the releases after that in 2013 and then in the years after that.
Sure. So we'll be introducing Drought Guard hybrids in 2013 in the Western Great Plains in a limited amount. And in 2013, we'll also be looking at trying to test it wider across the Corn Belt. In subsequent years, in 2014, we expect to have much more supplies, new products brought in each year that meet the criteria of being a Drought Guard hybrid. And we expect that Drought Guard hybrids will find their fit across the whole Corn Belt, but especially here in the Western Great Plains, where there's a higher frequency of having drought conditions.
What brands will we see Drought Guard in?
Drought Guard will be launched in our lead brand of DeKalb, but also the other Monsanto-owned brands along with our licensees.
Let's talk about performance, because what are the increase in bushels? What are we seeing so far?
Well, so far we've gotten results from Central Texas and Eastern Kansas that are showing that we get an up to 6 bushel advantage versus our competitors in the marketplace. So we're very pleased with that. Growers in Nebraska and South Dakota and other parts of Kansas have also indicated that they're seeing very good response of the Drought Guard hybrids to the stress that they've endured this year, and they're anticipating excellent results through that.
What about the results when it's not a drought year?
Well, thank you for asking that, because I think that's one of the really important things for farmers to keep in mind is that you want to maintain your top-end yield potential. And we've actually tested over the last 4 years under well-watered conditions in many locations, and glad to say that we're able to maintain top-end yield potential, that we're not giving up any of that top-end yield potential with the Drought Guard hybrids. So it's only when they're under stress that we see that the gene is actually helping the plant to use less water. There is one thing that's important to know about the process of actually developing the Drought Guard hybrids, and that is really as we bring this forward, there's this unique dual advancement process that we go through. So it's evaluation of the breeding of the basic germplasm and how the native trait piece of it works, as well as the biotech piece. Simultaneously, we're evaluating that. So we really see it as native traits and biotech traits together are indispensable to be able to deliver the best results for growers. So I want to make sure that folks understand that we have a very strong effort on developing our native trait approach as well. And it's only when we go through that both processes of native trait together with the biotech trait that we're able to bring it forward and call it a Drought Guard hybrid.
Even if we're talking about Drought Guard, whether it's drought tolerant or not, it's still corn, it still needs water. Expand on that.
Well, that's absolutely right. It's very important for farmers to recognize that we still are, it's still corn that we have, and we haven't created a cactus that you can grow corn in the Sahara. It's basically needs water, and it's just using the amount of water that it has more efficiently. So Drought Guard hybrids are a new tool to help you to manage the amount of water that you have. But if you don't get rain, and we saw that in many locations this year, that the crop ends up dying. And that's an unfortunate situation as part of the reality of drought. We're working on finding ways to alleviate that, but there is no silver bullet or simple solution to that complex problem.